What's the intro to this show?
The intro. Well, you usually Jonesy does it, but yeah. I'm going to do it. So welcome to season two. We've been picked up for another season. It's great. In the green room.
Can I say big fan of the show too? And I feel, what do you say? Proud to be taking the seat of Jonesy today, who will be back in the season.
Jonesy will come in and out of the season as well. But yeah, I heard you're a big fan of the show.
Massive fan of the show. Watch it every week religiously.
Is that the mail that I've been getting?
Up in the bay. Yeah, that's the fan mail.
It is?
Yeah, posted together with little letters out of the paper. I do have your goldfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
There is a ransom with us today. Who have we got here with us today? Captain Malta.
First grade.
There's two of them. Get them out of here.
First grade coach, Jamie.
Assistant coach to Blake Crichton, I hear.
Yep. Assistant to Blake Crichton once again.
Yes.
That's right. Blake doing all the work. Couldn't be here with us today. Not a fan of the show.
He's just had a kid. He's a big fan. He's a big, massive fan of the show.
Oh, is he?
His kid's three now, so, you know, you've got to keep moving on.
I remember when he was a kid. Yeah, I remember when he was a kid.
No, he's had a... Didn't he just
This time last year... Oh, no, it was Jay Strawn's Buck Show up in Tamworth for Tamworth Cup.
Oh.
And I was there. And
you
I
were there.
In my previous position with TexBet. And I ran into a bunch of greens up there. And
yes.
Let's just say we were home in bed by 11 o'clock that night, before midnight.
I imagine so. Big news too. Sponsor has come on board for the show, for the show only, Steel City.
Well, as they should. They're sponsoring everything else in town, and it is the best drop. I'm off on the sea breeze and getting it on tap.
Got their new mid-strength all day. I had a few of them the other day down here at watching the other code.
Yeah, you've got to have double.
I was watching the other code. So,
yeah, they sell them in 48 packs.
You've always got to be double parked.
Let's get into it.
So,
enough of the small talk, but still, City, great drop.
Yes.
Run by some great Novacast.
It is, yeah.
Name drop.
No, I won't. No. Let's talk about the end of last year, how it ended. What, 2-3 weeks before the season finished, the proper season finished. So we didn't get to play any finals. I think we missed the last two games of the regular season.
Wasn't it?
The season finished when we were about to play Nelson Bay here. Yeah. So there was only a few games left, maybe around 16. We got two, something like that.
Yeah,
that was the year before it was cut short. Even more. So 2 years.
2 years of. 2 years of half-ass rugby, this year all systems go.
It's been good for your coaching career.
Oh, mate, unbelievable.
Looking like a winner.
Yep.
On top of the table both times. Yeah, but... Lifting trophies. collecting awards.
That's how we roll.
Collecting awards by default has been throughout most of your career, Jamie.
You can bring that up later. So.
I mean, we were on top of the table, had a great year, and then short, and then we get named, you know, Club of the Year and minor premiers, but that doesn't really... How does it sit?
Oh, I mean, you know, we sort of said at the time, it's, you know, it's a bit like kissing your sister, you know, it's really neither here nor there,
Depends who your sister is.
Yeah, good call.
He lives at the bay, so he's
pretty common there.
Bay, you know, signalled by Merriweather, so there's been a few sisters here and there.
Yeah, you're a creep.
And they're all nuns. They've all been nuns.
No, we had a really positive start to the year, and it was sort of a long pre-season last year that ran into what was, you know, a pretty successful first round that we went through undefeated, and then coming through, we dropped a couple of games in the second round. We went down to Wanderers very closely, a few points, and we went down to Hamilton here on the Hamilton Wildfires here, by a point, you know, sort of on the on full time. So, you know, there was a bit of a stumbling block there, but I'd like to think that they were good lessons for us, and we made some pretty good improvements after that. So, you know, we finished the season pretty strong, and you know, I think bloody think Wanderers were lucky to get out of playing us in the grand final.
Yeah, it was definitely a strong year, particularly for those first four teams. Do you see, you mentioned just before, you know, the Hamilton wildfires, I guess. Do you think this season the competition is going to be a bit stronger, I guess, with some of those lower teams benefiting from that wildfires involvement?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that's all worked out. I mean, I have heard that some of those guys are going to go play with those teams, and if that's the case, it's certainly beneficial because, you know, one thing is they're playing, but if they're around them and helping the guys that are there, then, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I haven't read any press about it because there's been no press about it because Jimmy Garner, the man who's lifted local rugby, is on a long service leave for 7 weeks. He'll be back Monday. He'll be back. I think he might even make an appearance on Bar TV on the Monday at the match of the round, which is Wanderers versus Merriweather, taking off there, back where we finished off, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, Adams Halter Shield up for grabs on Anzac Day. Yep. So, I think it'll be on like Donkey Kong.
It's a great initiative, isn't it?
Yep.
Like you, last year, you were here.
It was an unbelievable day here. It was really good. By the end of the night, do people flip the coins off the shield, or that's a no-go area?
Well, we only just the shield was rediscovered about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, in Tony Dart's office at the Burwood.
Oh, yeah, fair.
It's safekeeping.
Yeah, it's been in the safe.
Yeah, it's in the safe.
Yeah. Is there any new faces around the club?
Yeah, there's a, coming into first grade this year is Bryce Kennedy. So
nice.
Bryce has been playing league for Central and, clearly the most famous Kennedy, to get around.
Apart Newcastle. From Mr. Guzman, Gomez.
Yeah, or John F. Kennedy.
So, Bryce Kennedy is Guzman Gomez.
Yeah, of course. So he's come into the club and he's playing in first grade. A couple of new boys, Jai and Dom in second grade have come into the mix. They're from out west, we've generally got a group of sort of boys who've been around here, at least for a year, in the mix there. So not a hell of a lot of sort of change on that front.
No, we've lost a few.
Yeah, yeah.
Fowsy went to Curry.
Yeah. Who?
Ethan Fowles.
No, I don't know him.
No.
Mustn't have. No, wasn't playing great anyway. So
good winger he was. Is he going to Curry? Has he?
Yeah, he's going to Curry.
The graveyard
prop or something like that. I don't know. No, good luck to Ethan. He's gone out there and,
chasing a bit of match payments.
Oh, yeah, we'll see him in a few weeks. So.
Yeah. Chasing like many have gone before him.
Yeah, he's chasing match payments. They won 3 games last year, so it's hectic.
Curry Workers is on fire at the moment, apparently, with the COVID injection of cash. The money's back in and... Yeah, the Cleopatra is paying the entire first grade squad.
But it's Tony Munro's back at the club and Bobby Harrison's come over.
Yep. So Tony's obviously Tony's been involved with this club for a long time, firstly with the juniors and helping to establish the junior club and junior president and then as a first grade coach here, for a number of years. He's been away for a bit. Bob's been here for a number of years previously as well, and I suppose is the sort of cycle with some of these things. Different people, sort of step down. Different people shift sideways, and they've stepped into a couple of roles. So it's good. It's really good to have them around. It's been a really positive influence.
So definitely when Bobby Harrison was the club trainer, but I was. In the last legs of my career, it was the fittest I'd ever been in 20 years of rugby. So,
saying
something. He actually made me train.
Really?
Yeah. I would have to say that last year he definitely whipped me into shape. A couple of Malcolms, couple of coat hangers, and
yep,
couple of 400s, and boom, turned up Saturday.
Fitter as a prop than you were as a 5'8".
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Better ball skills too. Mm. I put that down to Tony Munro, not George Chidgey.
Yeah. So good to have those guys around. you know, in the coaching side, obviously along with Blake Crichton working in firsts. Ben McCulloch's come on board as well. Ben's helping us with some of the backs play.
Nice.
Andrew Price is doing second grade. Gawley's doing third grade. And then we've got, Andrew Beattie's helping out. Steve Barreto's helping out as well, which is, they're all, Ben Bowen's helping out. So they're all, it's good to have a few people around and
good
help
mix with too. Lifting. Good cultural mix too.
Yeah, hopefully.
A couple of Saffers, a couple of Welshies.
That's it.
A couple of locals. And a good old boy from Coffs Harbour.
Malta.
Malta, yeah.
The Greens junior, Scott Fardy, he hasn't come back though, has he?
That'll be another podcast. He'll be back in the middle of the year though.
Yeah, is he going to come back, is he?
Yep, he's coming back.
That was a big signing last year, I guess, and pretty big coup.
Oh, yeah.
Was he digging holes at Core Projects or was he...
No, I mean...
Just brown paper bagging it.
No. I mean, he's just like anyone. I mean, make people just like to get a bit of a call and get him, and sort of know that the skills that they've got are a bit valued. And so I got onto him, gave him a call, caught up with him, and mate, he was just stoked to be around community rugby, and it's some of the first community rugby that he's been involved with, like since he was, really a kid.
Yeah.
So, just the whole thing, and get him up here, and it's good to have a bloody local junior like Scott Fardy, back
just,
at the club.
Just come through my biz calls and not one from Jamie Lind.
You've changed numbers, haven't you?
I've changed numbers a few times, Changed jobs a few times.
That's your burner phone.
And so with all those new, how the pre-season, how's the trial matches gone?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like life in general, there's, the pre-season's been a bit of stuff around. It's been a long pre-season, so, we're doing a couple of blocks. We've got a bit before Christmas. We've got, 6 weeks after Christmas and then another, 6 weeks or 8 weeks to get us to here. So, between the rain, COVID and the rain, it's been pretty tough to, to get to the starting line, which is Monday. And even, trials have been cancelled and all that sort of stuff. So we've the only trial we've really had is we've been out to Bathurst and had a hit out against those boys, which was two games, both resulting in draws. And so you get to have a bit of a look at those guys. But
which Bathurst side? There's two out there, isn't there?
The Bathurst Bulldogs.
No, the Bulldogs. Yep, the good ones.
We've been doing that for a couple of years now.
Couple of years. Couple of the boys are Bulldogs boys.
Yeah.
And it's a great place for them to go. We get on well with those guys and have a few beers afterwards.
Well, they call Bathurst Merriweather by the bush. Yes. Pretty much.
Yes.
That's what it's known as in Mount Panorama. I think there's a river going through it that breaks sometimes once every 100 years.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think anyone...
Merriweather by the bush. I've read it on a wall somewhere.
Just wealth
of knowledge.
Geographical knowledge that he's got.
Yeah. I was good at geography. I remember my geography teacher when the old overhead projectors was still in play. Remember the covers? I remember in year 7 he put it over my head so I'd shut up. that was the best I learned in geography.
Any stories from Bathurst that we can mention?
I mean...
I saw a few photos.
Probably what stays on tour, goes on tour, stays on tour. But I think, there was a bit of a Q&A session and Flynn got asked, Flynn, who someone said to Flynn, what do you bring to the team? And there, someone quickly piped up and said, fuck all. He didn't bring his boots. He didn't bring his socks, his shirt, his shirt, his shorts or anything. That's what he brings to the game.
Speaking of that, is there any future green room specialists that were on tour or Burwood Inn specialists?
Yep. There's a couple of blokes, Dave Poochett, Bryce Kennedy.
Yeah, Bryce Kennedy, he was good when he was here last time, and he was only 15, I think, so.
Yep. Lockie Miller.
Yep.
Yep.
He's been pretty good for a few years as well, on and off the field.
Yep. They,
the whole Miller clan, let's be honest.
Yeah, someone's not going to need to make sure they're, engaged in their jobs or things like doing a lot of overtime to keep them away from other people.
Yeah, I love it.
Pests.
No, well, that's what you need, a good couple of pests. And a good couple. You always need...
No, we didn't. He's a maths teacher, so he didn't get invited.
You always need a last man standing.
Yep.
Mm. Yep. Or stumbling. Well,
so, they were definitely the last men going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and daylight's just another day.
Yeah, that's it. No, great trip, and hopefully we expand on that a bit more, and actually make it a bit longer in years to come.
Yep.
Because it's one of the good things about rugby that I did and you guys would have done as well. You know, just going away for a bit, and a lot of these guys haven't done much of it, so to get out there and have a kangaroo court session and go through that and.
Yep.
Which was pretty hilarious.
Story time with Lockie Miller was that he reads a book.
Yeah, we had story time with Lockie Miller, and to be fair, his reading's getting much better.
Yeah.
So
he's going from.
Yeah. They're going to put words in the next.
How big's the writing? This is the big writing. That big still?
Mate, please don't pick on him. All right,
cat in the hat level or grug level.
He's going to deal with you.
I can imagine so. Love you, Lockie. I'm old now. Don't come near me.
Yep. Third best Miller.
Yeah. After Miller draft.
So, Monday's coming around in a couple of days. What can we expect from the... What are you guys expecting?
I think if you look at sort of what... There hasn't been a change in the coaches from last year, and there hasn't been a huge change in the personnel from both sides. So, Wanderers will bring a big team that'll be pretty physical.
Yep.
And we know that, and that's a bit how their DNA is, and it's a bit how Dan coaches them as well. So, that's their strength. Their strength is rolling over blokes and trying to pull their heads off. And our strength is, younger blokes, probably a bit fitter, not as experienced as they are, and we're going to be trying to play attractive football and score tries.
It's always one of the Wanderers' strengths too, younger blokes, I would have thought. Anyway, it should be a really good game on Anzac Day. I'm really looking forward to it, and we'll be covering it on Bar TV as well, which is I'm really excited to be jumping back into things. I guess who are the players we're going to look out for really on the day? I mean, who's going to set Anzac Day alight?
Yeah, well, I've got the team here.
Announcing the team too. Beautiful.
Yeah. So
did Jackie just send that to you?
Well, she picks it, so we know it's done. Number one, Dave Poochett, Brad Lauder in at hooker.
Nice.
We've got Nick Ball, he's our designated ranger at tight end prop. Ben Fleming and Brendan Jackson in the second row.
Beautiful.
So a couple of big boys there.
Well, was one of the best before he broke down a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
Brendan Jackson.
And
last year as well.
Brendan came back last year, worked his way through the grades. I think he's one of the guys who played every grade last year.
Yep.
And ended up where he ended up.
So he's not a prima donna like...
Oh, not like you and your dad.
Straight in.
No, not just the first grader. Lockie Miller, Reece Bray, Lockie Milton in the back row. All those boys are, fantastic players, great skills,
I think didn't Reece get, he got man of the match in about two or three games.
Lockie Miller got man of the match this time last year, and he came off with 15 minutes to go in a game.
Yep.
He had an absolute cracker, I remember that.
Yep. Ilan McCulloch at nine. We've got Jack McGregor, young bloke at number 10. So Jack's put himself in a position to, be the starting fly half in first grade this year. Been a fantastic trainer, puts himself at the front of every drill, and he's put himself in that position, and so he'll be starting at number 10 this year.
He's been rewarded. Nice.
Bryce Kennedy at 12. So it comes from league, and he's shifting to that, you know, sort of, and the way we play with sort of two playmakers, that's a, you know, that sort of suits his skill set there.
Very good defender too. We've covered him, obviously, rugby league and union, and yep. He's a very good front-on defender too. So whoever's yep. playing 12, which the Wanderers generally have pretty big centres in that midfield.
Yep, they've got Nini playing 12, I think. So
I think that's going to be a very good matchup, and one I'm frothing on, as they say in Merriweather.
Frothing. Jason Milligan at 13. Yep. So, you know, Milo's held off, you know, quite a number of strong contenders in there at 13 as well. So he'll be there. On the wings, we've got Chicky Sicky Otis and Jack Miller.
Favourite Miller.
Yep, the favourite Miller. And 15, and captain Sam Rouse.
Yep. Captain as well. That's a big responsibility for, I guess, now a player who's really becoming towards a veteran. He's been around for a few years.
Well, I think he's been back with us for a couple of years, and he's not old by any sort of...
Is he 24, 25?
Yep. So,
That's a good captaincy pick for the long term as well, I think. I think he can certainly grow into the role. I think his game will... He's one of those players, he really enjoys to talk, and on the field you can hear him from the grandstand. He's bossing his forwards around like every good, you know, 1 to 8 likes to hear a fullback telling him what to do.
You saw him last year. He took to the role pretty comfortably.
Once Billy was
out.
Yep.
He stepped up.
And it's a little engine that could retire.
No.
He's back.
No, we might even see a little bit of him on the weekend.
Billy Dunn back. That's the story of the year.
Yep.
The little engine that could just keeps canning.
Yep. So you know, we've trotted him around, the post a couple of times. And,
beautiful.
And he's put new batteries in him.
Yeah. he's gone from steam powered to electric.
Oh yeah. So Sam's been a really good Sam's been a really good learner. He had a year off playing another sport.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's come back, firstly, he's fit into the team. Secondly, he's taken over the captaincy when it was required, and then he's just grown into it from there. And,
yeah.
You know, from sort of not even a from start of last year, somewhat of a half reluctant player, to now the person who leads every drill, every session, he's a good mentor to people.
Yeah, he's really involved. I had a chat to him here, I think, a little while ago, and we were actually talking about more ways we can get social media happening through more avenues, and he's got a bunch of ideas that we can...
Merriweather's number one influencer.
That we can do. Yeah, well, he's very keen on...
He'd have a few on the follow.
TikTok dances and all that kind of crap.
He'd be all over that.
Yeah. No, the boys were pretty good at that last year too. You know, they had cooking segments and
it's good. It's a good club. It's the best club to be involved with.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
And you've been through a few.
Yeah, as many as you.
Yeah, possibly.
more than Tiger Woods, and I'm not talking his golf bag.
Oh God, you're right.
Steel City. Yeah, we could share.
You can share.
We've shared more than that.
Well, now this. See, now we've got all that out of the way. Now we're on. I want to hear. You got any? Did you two play together?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is set up.
How long did you play together?
Two games. Two games, and he went to Canada. I remember my first grade debut. I will remember my first grade debut with Waratah with Jamie, and I'd been out on.
I think you played Waratah together as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So you've played a few clubs.
And I do remember distinctly leaving the Ducks Nuts at about 11 a.m. and Jamie being the captain of the team and really, you know, setting a good example. He'd left by 1 o'clock that morning, so he had a good 10 hours in front of me. And I remember, and he said, "Come here, little fella." And I was in the centres back then. "Come here, little fella." He got me to the side. He sat me down. We got on a knee and he did the cross thing. I thought, oh shit, what have I got myself into here? And yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't remember that rest of that game. But anyway, we won.
Who did you play?
I think it was Merriweather, to be honest. Another well, Smooth was leaving me that same year, and so we left the Empire at midday. And I was playing first grade for Waratah. He was playing first grade for Merriweather. We're both in the centres. We left at midday. We went for, I mean, I don't think, yeah, we did have a sleep to get ourselves ready for the game. Walked down to the ground together at 2 o'clock. Merriweather won. But I won the battle.
Oh, really?
And he'll admit that. Just boom, to the face all day.
Really? Yeah, it's at 12 o'clock. 12 midday.
12 midday, yeah. Not 12 a.m.
No, not 12 a.m. Yeah,
come on. Back when men were men and cows ate chickens for breakfast, bugger.
Well, Smooth's still doing that.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yes.
Just a shame the Seabury shuts at midnight.
So he was, you know, he was part of that little Waratah crew, you know. Obviously,
yeah,
a couple of years younger than me. But
Chris Mikulski banished us from the club. You'd been overseas that second year that we were there. So
I left on my own terms. Yeah. They didn't.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We were kicked out from the club. I think it was due to a Mad Monday after we lost the reserve grade. Or did we win? I can't remember if we won or lost the reserve grade grand final with Waratah. And They had that old clubhouse, which is nothing on the green room, I can tell you that.
Yep.
And I just remember there was tables similar to this, and we were throwing each other through the tables, and we'd broken a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, like in wrestling?
Yeah. So pretty much not asked to come back next year, so I had to find a club. And Doug Murray was the man that got us all over here.
Really?
Because I was living across the road from the Burwood, and he was into me for that sort of 2 years. I wasn't playing anyway, or year and a half, sorry.
Yeah.
Because I'd got back from overseas as well.
You and your mate Patsy?
Yeah.
And Pat Ryan?
And John Hall, Trev.
Yeah.
Chalky went to Hamilton first, and yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Chalky.
Let's talk about the real Merriweather guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all right. Are there any other stories you've got on him?
Oh, mate, he was just a serial pest the whole time, you know. Little fella and always just played on being the young fella.
Yeah, just always the youngest.
Yeah, he was always the young fella.
Always the youngest of the cutest.
So, you know, yeah, and still the cutest. Yeah. But, you know, so we were mates when, you were playing in the, you know, you started in the under-19s.
No, I played because I was playing league. Because I came from the Wildfires, and then I went and played back and played league. But they had the Wednesday night comp,
yep.
Which was the Colts comp.
I think
comp.
That was 19. So
yeah, it was. Yeah. It was the Colts comp. And then that's one of the first times I met Mick Gill, and we played against Merriweather, and he'd come back from playing league in Sydney to play. And that was honest to God, one of the best sledging battles I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, right.
Playing against Mick. We were both playing in the centres as well. I tell you what, I don't know who won. I think Merriweather won the game, but I think the sledging may have been a draw.
Yep. Not a catch was taken.
Not a catch was taken. Plenty of late and high, plenty of, you know, good old rugby league shoulder charges and off the ball stuff. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was the way rugby's supposed to be played.
Yeah, right.
It's probably, you know, it's a good conversation to have about competition that, you know, a couple of guys who were, you know, a little bit of league, a little bit of union, but, you know, got into it a bit and, you know, we're sort of, you know, still both, you know, have been involved in hanging around it. And it's a shame we actually don't have a bit more of that going on.
Honestly, yeah. I think it's the way to go for those Colts, especially because they're, you know, most of them were still at uni. Wednesday night, so you play, you're done by 7:30. Student night, so you're out after it. Everyone goes out. You know, you meet everyone in town. You become mates with not just your team, the other team. And you meet new people. I think it's the Colts concept. I don't know what even happened with this year.
No Colts this year.
I think you can put that down as a massive 20-year failure because, you know, you'd play on, you'd attract players, as you said, from other codes. You know, there was guys from soccer that came and played.
Good point.
And it was awesome. And you'd all be mates and you'd have a beer after it. And then do your own stuff on the weekend.
Yeah, it's a good point. And some of those guys are backing up to play other rugby on the weekend as well.
I think that's right. I think even, you know, from a junior level, you know, rugby league and union now is played on the same day, whereas in the past it used to be Saturday, Sunday. If rugby went the other way and played their juniors on Sunday, I think they'd get a lot more involvement with, you know, a couple of those league guys. I know that in your Merriweather juniors there's been league and union players and, you know, they've had to make the choice, you know, over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And you'd probably have them both playing on both days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Although the juniors are the Merrill, the juniors are killing it as well.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah, 20
something teams, but that's not everyone either.
Yeah, no. But I mean, I heard the other day, because my young bloke actually plays for South, my youngest, and I heard that South actually have more juniors than Merriweather.
Yeah, oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, which I was surprised. I thought more kids play rugby these days. But
yeah, South have got a...
Yeah, they have got a good junior base, and shout out to Young. I know he's a big fan of the show.
Simon.
Yeah. He runs the juniors over there. He's your brother-in-law or something. He's something to do with
your
family.
He's Fred's brother-in-law,
he's Fred's brother-in-law. He's part of your family. He's my favourite Lees, let's be honest.
Is he?
Yeah, he's my favourite Lees. Apart from Vicky, who's obviously my favourite.
Everyone's favourite.
Yeah. We bring up some interesting points here tonight.
Thanks, that, right?
Yeah, you like that?
Cool. Anyway.
So, last year, you've had a year to think about it. You do this. We do this. You would know this. So I asked about the best, who's the best to go on a end-of-season trip with. So, we're not going to do the end-of-season trip, all right? You're in a lot. It's a Burwood lock-in this year.
Oh, nice.
All right?
Yep.
You're there till 12. Doors have shut. They said you can keep three blokes with you.
This
and you go until 11 a.m.
You know, Johnsy answered this question the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
really.
And he said, "They said, what pub would you go to?"
Yeah,
he said the Burwood Inn. Well,
Andrew Johns, he's part of this, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in it.
He's a big fan of the show, Joey.
Massive fan of the show.
Massive.
Big fan of the Greens too.
Yeah.
Nearly played it.
Nearly played.
Yep.
If he had a sign with rugby, he would have signed with Merriweather.
Yep. Well, that's a good question. How many people?
Three.
Three people. Oh, I reckon you've got to take Barry.
Yeah, Barry's back. Yeah.
Barry from
Burwood.
He had
a couple of games.
Yep.
He knows all the hidden spots.
Oh, mate.
He knows where the cash is in the walls.
So, you'd have to take Barry. You'd have to take Barry. You know, you're good for a few hours.
Yeah.
You know? So
a whole lock in though.
Yeah. If we got rid of your phone, you'd be a lot funner.
Yeah.
And I'd probably just have to take my little mate Kurt as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because no one else would take him.
Kurt Plant.
Yeah. Kurt Banks.
That's his only Merriweather.
Yeah, Kurt Plant from Merriweather. You know, Merriweather and Wanderers at Hamo and Waratah. So, you know, I reckon
That's the only invite he would get.
Yeah, it's the only invite he'd get. And, you know, and we'll get rid of your phone. You'll be all right.
Mm. Well, no, me and him, we're there.
We're there.
Oh, you're there.
We're always there. The hosts are everywhere.
Oh, right.
There,
okay.
So,
you boys, him.
You're stuck with me.
You guys, him, Baz. Mate, you know, based on what we've just seen, I reckon we might have to take Bryce Kennedy.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. Cool. That's interesting.
Because we could turn the TVs off and just watch him for like 12 hours.
I might have to book a room.
He's on show.
Yep. Like he'd probably bring some onesie suit or 15 changes of uniform. I don't know.
Really,
yep. Love it.
Yep, you know, hasn't quite got a fully developed brain, so you know, he's still fun.
Half of the left side's working.
Well, I think it's the frontal load. That's all your decision making here. Is that it?
I've got no idea.
Yeah.
I think that's where I've been hit a few
you
times.
You can't make your mind up, can you?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
All right. Thanks for that. First episode.
Thanks for waiting out. Thanks for having me, too.
Oh, mate, you're more than welcome. Monday. It's not Saturday. It's Monday at number two.
You know, they've stolen the game office. They've stolen the location office. They won't be stealing the game office. Yep.
And there's juniors beforehand, I've heard.
Under 16s are playing. 16s, 3rd, 2nds and 1st.
Beautiful. Starts at, I think, 16s kickoff.
Apparently the Blue Room requested the under 16s and it was non-negotiable.
Oh, right, did they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Which is good. Yep. Good for development
the blue,
of juniors.
The Blue Oyster Bar.
Yeah, shirts and skins.
Access all areas.
Yeah.
Skins. 10:45. First game, under 16s,
and then 3 o'clock, and there's going to be a bit of a ceremony beforehand.
Yep,
Anzac ceremony.
Yep. So No, it should be a good day out.
Yeah.
Should be a big day out. That's it's going to be plan. Awesome. Can't wait. And it'll also be on Bar TV Sports as much of the round as well.
Yep, yep. Premier Sports Network in Australia.
Yeah. Kings of live stream media.
Right.
At a minimum.
Yeah, well, beautiful. Thanks, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. There, Steel City.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a drop. It's as good in the can as it is from a keg.
I know. The only thing I said to Ollie, the only bad thing is the can is blue.
Ooh. Maybe they could do up some grand final day green ones.
Well, are these the mid-strengths? Is that why they're blue?
No. These are the mid-strength here.
Oh, so these are the lights, are they?
These are the 0%ers, the blue ones.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Jamie. Thanks for coming on. And
thanks, Boga. Thanks, Ruffy.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Kramer.
And hopefully we'll be back for episode 2, season 2.
Yeah, I think you can take it up. Yeah, sweet.
Cheers,
boys.
Thanks.
Bye, Jamie.
Great.
See ya.